Nowadays, most people get their rubbers, they never get their rubbers. They're not cutting them themselves, they're getting them prepackaged, etc. Just a few points I want to talk about rubbers, and maybe we'll leave a dasim for post Yom Kippur. We can bring a dasim in and show them. But in regards to rubbers, you should make sure that they stay fresh. If the rubbers get to the point that they're actually drooping downwards, you're going to have a halachic problem that you have to take the lulav of the dalad min have to be taken there, kiduloi, in the direction that they grow. They grow upwards, they don't go downwards. If your rubbers are drooping downwards, it's a halachic issue. So you want to make sure that your rubbers are fresh, also that it's a hitter that they should be fresh, and it gets to the point where their kamush and yavesh would be problematic. That's not so common. If the rubbers turn black, that's not a problem. That doesn't mean that they have dinner of yavesh. It does happen commonly. Again, it's not mahudr. The rubber is available. A person can replace it. A person should do so. The shear of the rubber is 3 tefachim. You're dealing with the first day of mitzvah deraisa, so you have to mark with a larger shear, which we assume is about 4 inches. So that's 12 inches. 4 inches per tefa, so 3 times that would be 12 inches. So the size of the rubber is that it should be 12 inches, at least 12 inches long. If the leaves get ripped off, that's a problem. If rubber, the leaves are ripped off, that is a problem. And if the top of the wood has been nicked, that is also problematic. So you want to make sure that you don't have that situation. The ones which come packaged, usually that's not a problem. Putting the rubbers into the container, which is used together with the lulav, you should try and soften that container a little bit and widen it a little bit when you put them in. Otherwise, you can rip the leaves off your branches. You end up that you had the kosher rubbers before you put them in the container, into that holder. By the time you're finished, you might not have kosher rubbers anymore. If wherever the leaves are of the shear of the three tefachim remain, it's still kosher, but that's not lechatchila. Preferably, you should have a full shear of leaves. Have a good morning.